organization, you have to start going after areas where you're going to find those business partners. And we talked about Lions Clubs, Kiwanis Clubs, and going after perhaps for some of you a more sophisticated base of prospecting than you've done in the past, because you're looking at trying to get people who are successful in the business. One of the comments I made last week was that at the Presidential Unity Peak meeting last summer, Sam asked a question in the front of the room. He said, how many of you in this room were involved in your own business or a business endeavor before you got involved in Manatech, so your previous business history? And the incredible realization was 95% of the room raised their hand that they had their own business or owned their own business prior to being involved in Manatech. So we know that, you know, if you're looking at 400 presidentials, 95% of whom were already actively involved in a business in the past, who should we be pursuing if we're looking for people who are going to be totally successful at this business or be great business partners with us? And the suggestion there would lie that, you know, why aren't we going after people who are involved in businesses? So we talked about that, and I said one of the things you need to have is you need to have a marketing plan. And somebody in the call said, Mary Jo, what do you mean by marketing plan? And I said, great, well, would you like a training on marketing plans? So today's training is really about marketing plans that exist in 2007. I kind of, for me, I wanted to title it that way because I think that we see new plans that come out all the time, and we need to be ready and open to see what other people are doing out there. And plans come and go. People work with them effectively or not so effectively, but you need to, you know, look at what's available and then analyze for yourself what's applicable for you or what works best for you. The first thing I want to lay the foundation, which I do in all my trainings, is basically why must you have a marketing plan? Because if you don't understand why you need a marketing plan, then you're not going to adopt one, or you're not going to have one available, or at least be picking and choosing from a number of them to best suit you in your endeavors in doing your Manatech business. And one of the reasons you need a marketing plan is when you start looking at your prospects. Every single prospect, you have to understand that mind of the prospect, and every one of your prospects typically has the thought, can I do this? Many of them that need a lot of self-development are already going, I can't do this, or prove to me I can do this. But every time we look at a new endeavor, if you're approaching somebody from a business perspective, they're going to question their ability to do something. And so what you need to do as the person doing the presenting is you have to assure them that, yes, you can do this. Without them asking the question, know that you know that's what's going on in their head, because the reason some people aren't signing up with you is because they don't believe they can do it. So somewhere in your presentation, in your style, you're not giving them the concept, or you're not building their belief system around their ability to do this. You've got to answer that question whether they raise it or not, because that is a question that will always go on in a prospect's mind. So you need to present them with a roadmap of how it gets done, you know, and it has to be something that's duplicatable, something that's simple, that they can see that it works, they can see how it can be done. And if they don't have that roadmap, then they're going to sit there in a quandary about whether I can do it or not, or they're going to live in their past over their past experiences around networking. So you need to be different. You need to have a marketing plan that shows them the path to success. That's not the compensation plan. It's a marketing plan. The compensation plan just shows how the money goes. It doesn't show how you do this business, so how they're going to get out there and market. So that you need that roadmap. For a professional person, if you're approaching somebody like in the Kiwanis or Lions, you know what? Those people won't even talk to you unless they see how it works. That's a mandatory. That's just a, you know, they believe they can do anything, but they have to see that you know what you're doing. In other words, you know what it's all about. What is this all about? For them, what it's all about is, where's the marketing plan? In fact, a lot of times I've talked to some presidentials in Manatech, and they said they were kind of blown away because the person that gave them, you know, came first approached them when they asked them, okay, where's your marketing plan? They looked at them with, like, you know, it was like deer in the headlights. What do you mean by that? And you can't have that response. You have to know that you know that a business person is going to be looking for a marketing plan. So you need to have it. How does this work? What makes it work? What makes it tick? If you don't have a marketing plan, what happens is that you're bringing somebody along and you're asking them to figure out the whole process. Not only do they have to dig deep into the products and science, which is already time-consuming, as we know, just trying to understand glycobiology. Skincare is a little easier, but nonetheless, it takes time and energy around that to really get the glycobiology part of it. Not that you have to, you know, people don't need to know how much you know until they know how much you care, but nonetheless, for you to feel confident and be in the best stead possible going out there and sharing with people, you're going to want to aggregate a certain amount of information and knowledge around what is glycobiology, how the body works, what's the physiology here, to feel confident you can share that. Well, if you're that's something that every prospect has to go through anyway. If you're not giving them a marketing plan to follow, then they're going to have to also tack on to all that learning cycle, a whole cycle about how, you know, to develop a marketing plan from scratch for somebody who's never been in the field before. You know, don't force your people to recreate the wheel when you already have numerous marketing plans available for them, either for you to promote or for them to choose from, whichever direction you choose to go with them in terms of giving them advice of how this can be done. So, again, it's about saving time for them and saving energy for them. They already have other things they need to learn. A marketing plan should be something that you have in front of them that you can present to them. The other aspect of why you want a marketing plan is because you really want your people to spend time and energy around self-development, not developing plans, but self-development. In other words, how do I bring more belief in myself? How do I fine-tune myself? How do I work on myself? The greatest investment they're ever going to make is an investment in themselves. If you've got them out, you can look at your downline today, and I'm going to suggest to you, you've probably got numerous people that you could look at in your organization today who have spent endless hours developing different ways of doing the business. And instead of doing what? Working on themselves to build themselves, I'd rather they pour in time to build themselves, build their belief systems, you know, find their purpose, see their vision, focus on that, get clarity in their life, get out of confusion, get out of victim status, all the things that they need to get over in order to be effective, versus spinning their wheels about making the most decorative little brochures and trifolds and this stuff and that stuff and all the stuff that we get caught up in just to try to create a marketing plan. I mean, you can spend endless hours doing those kind of things. It's one of the things that I kind of commit myself to. As new ideas crop up, I try to take it on because I've got Lydia and I have outside graphic artist people, just to try to do a lot of that stuff to keep it out of the hands of my people so they don't have to individually spend endless hours putting together marketing materials and developing marketing plans when I'd rather have them out there sharing, doing what makes a difference and being more effective in growing their downline and or investing in themselves in terms of personal development work and all that to push themselves and lead themselves forward. And then finally, another reason you want a marketing plan is because one of my favorite sayings out there is failure to plan is plan to fail. So without a plan, you're going to be on a path of failure instead of a path to success. And I've seen people jump involved in Manatech and take off like go crazy with it and just kind of wallow out there, but they have just tons of contacts. They're great promoter-type personalities. They could, you know, they're the type of people that can, you know, sell ice to an Eskimo, as you've heard that trite phrase. But what happens, they might even get the presidential status, but those are the people that 6 months later are back to 30,000 in volume in their downline, and they end up dropping out of Manatech because they never built a foundation. Your marketing plans become part of your foundation of your business. They also give you tremendous opportunity to tell people what has worked and what hasn't worked for you and give people insight, why or why not, and open their eyes so that they can do an assessment for themselves on which one's going to be best for them. But it's critically important that you have plans. You have to put in place plans. You have to follow it because it adds structure. And I know a lot of us that get involved in management, one of those things that we really thrive on, but totally necessary if you're going to be successful in your business, is to build structure. So if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So you must have a marketing plan. You just don't go out and see to the pants, do what you're doing, because is that what you're going to train the next person that comes along? If that person has any kind of level of sophistication or professionalism, they're not going to do see to the pants because they'll look at you and say, I can't do that, or that doesn't work. It's just, you know, they're just not, where's the plan? And so you need to have something structured and planned for them. What are the goals of your marketing plan? When you look at a marketing plan, well, first of all, you want to have a marketing mix. And you're going to see that when we go through a bunch of these plans, because what you want to have is you want to have variety. You don't necessarily have to have only one plan that you work on. You can work on a variety of ways because there's so many different ways of skinning a cat. It doesn't have to be one and one only way. And there's certain plans that we're going to talk about today that every one of us participate in. So it's just one of those things that you'll share with people, but it won't necessarily be maybe the main plan they adopt, but it's something that they do just because that's part of network marketing. But you want a builder's plan with a mix, especially, you know, when you start looking at them. Maybe you're going to use two or three different ideas as you grow your business. Over a time span of 5 to 10 years in the Manatech business, you'll probably use 10, 20, 30 different marketing plans, maybe even. I mean, a lot of us have done that, but what's happened is instead of focusing on one and really concentrating on something that's working, we always try to find what we call the silver bullet or the magic, you know, formula or the home run ball marketing idea, and it really doesn't exist. It's just you got to work with different plans and work on yourself to work the plan, and that's what will work for you. There is no magic plan out there, but, you know, the concept of looking at it as a marketing mix is a great concept because it's going to be more than one mechanism that you use to allow you to get to the end results you're trying to achieve with Manatech. When you evaluate marketing plans, you can look at them from different perspectives. Number one, you want to look at what it gives me the greatest reach. Massive people, massive action creates lots of momentum. Massive people creates phenomenal GPV growth. You know, but you can be signing up 3 to 4 people a week or 5 to 10 people a week. There are different mechanisms to use to sign up more people at a given time than other ones. So it's just choices about how you move forward in that plan. What are you doing to take action in the plan, and how is it working for you? So look at the different plans and what kind of results they're going to produce for you. And so you want to evaluate from that thing. The other way to evaluate marketing plans is, if you're looking for business partners, is your plan one, your marketing plan, one that's going after business people? If you're not going after business people, you're not going to find business partners. You're going to find consumers. So are you target marketing consumers? Are you targeting and what would be a mechanism to do that? Let's say you decide that you want to go after health support groups, like post-polio support groups or MS support groups or, you know, rheumatoid arthritis support groups or, you know, there's plenty of health support groups out there. You can look in your local newspapers and find support group meetings. But I suggest that's not a very effective mechanism if what you're trying to do is find business partners. Because a lot of people are like, well, yeah, we would love to help every human being who has an illness. But we're wellness providers. We need to go after people who are well and keep supporting them on how to stay well, keep well. And that's really where we've kind of gotten off track as a company in many instances, where we perceive ourselves as competitive with doctors in trying to help people get well. In reality, we're a wellness company that should be going after well people as well as helping people who come to us with sicknesses. Because the people that come to us with sicknesses or we pursue sicknesses, what we're going to do is we're going to get consumers. We're going to get people, and in many instances, you don't even get consumers out of many of those efforts because a lot of people are tied to their disease condition. So you run across that as an aspect of our society too. So you got to take a look at what are my goals in my marketing strategy. And if my goal and my marketing strategy has to be consistent with the marketing plan that you accept or you adopt. Otherwise, you're going to be achieving different results than what your expectations are. So know that if your goals are to find business partners, then you've got to develop a marketing plan that targets people who will be business partners, not one that targets consumers. Most of your plans that you commit to, I don't usually commit to a plan that's not at least 3 to 6 months long. You've got to make a long-term commitment to a plan because plans don't work overnight. You know, for you to become effective working a plan, it takes you time and energy. So you get down, you fine-tune it, what works for you, what maybe the plan is structured by somebody else. You may want to tweak it or fine-tune it because there are certain things you can do or can't do, or you're going to emphasize your strengths instead of trying to always work on weaknesses. Do what emphasizes your strengths, what you feel most comfortable with. I always tell people, you know, I don't go out and say, this is the only way to do the program. I don't do that with anyone because everybody's different, and I acknowledge that. So everybody has different characteristics. They have different abilities. They have different strengths. They have different weaknesses. But I tell them, find something you're really comfortable with, or something that you're passionate about, because truly that is when you're going to be at your highest and best performance. And the other things that are out there that you need to be doing, you can try to delegate those so that you don't find yourself spending a lot of time in things that are ministerial that aren't serving you or aren't driving your business. So stick to the things that are effective for you and are effective mostly because you enjoy them or you have a passion around it. So it allows you to show that passion, that joy comes through, and it becomes part of the core thing that we do when we're out there working with people, which is called the transfer of enthusiasm. We always want to be transferring enthusiasm to the people we're working with. And you can't do that if you're so out of your comfort zone that you feel awkward, it's not you, you feel like this is just so crazy, I don't care about it. Like some of you, I've had some people in my organization say, Mary Jo, I don't understand why Manatech is into skincare. And I said, well, I can explain it to you, and I'll do that. But if it's not for you, don't do it. There's no requirement that you go out and promote the skincare line. A lot of people are just staying with the glyconutritionals. They're doing what they've been doing all along. Skincare just happens to provide you yet another opportunity to grow your business and also to help people with health issues, because clearly skin is our largest organ, and, you know, it's a mechanism for us to help support people get off of toxic products that they may be using today. If you don't view it that way, then move on. Stick, you know, don't even get caught up in it, because if you don't like it, or you're against it, or you have some issues around it, then are you going to be very effective at it? Of course not. You're going to be doing something that you're just never going to be very effective at. So don't get involved in doing something that's awkward for you, that you're not effective at. There are plenty of plans out there that can help fit your niche of where you're going to be most effective. And that's the reason why I think if you want to have a greater impact on people, you have to have flexibility around what that marketing plan looks like. Basics can be the same, but what it looks like can be very different. Okay, so plan, but long-term commitment's important, because that's what causes things to work. It's that persistence. In fact, let me give you a quote I heard this weekend. I think I was listening, because I'm constantly putting, you know, different stuff on my, or I should say Lydia's constantly putting different stuff on my little iPod that I use when I work out at the gym. And I was listening to Bob Proctor, and he was talking about persistence. And he made this comment to me, and I thought it was so true, because if, you know, it's not that other areas of your life, it isn't critical to have persistence, but clearly in doing network marketing and being involved in Manatech, persistence is key. And he said, persistence is to success as an egg is to a chicken. And I thought, there you go. You know, the connectiveness is incredible. And he just, it was just kind of a cute analogy that I thought I'd share with you just off the top of my head, that because it really, I truly believe that persistence, you know, is tied directly, as an egg is a chicken, tied directly to success. Without having persistence, you just can't be successful, because it's required I believe it's required in everything. I believe it's required in personal relationships, it's required in family life, it's required in your spiritual walk, it's just about staying the course. It's about not, you know, ridding yourself of self-doubt, squashing them out, and all those kind of things. Well, the same thing happens, persistence around a marketing plan. You need to be persistent with it. You can't just say, well, it's not working for me after 30 days and discard it. You know, you haven't even given it a chance to really work for you. And maybe it's time to look at you and see how you're working with the plan instead of how the plan's working for you. Because that's another great thing, you know, in the Network Marketing Times, I read an article the other day, and the woman said, you know, every time I got stuck, every time I hit a plateau, every time I didn't see myself going forward, this is a gal that's exceedingly successful, not in Manatech, in another networking company, but she said every single time she hit a wall, no matter what it looked like in her business, her network marketing business, the first thing she did was look at herself. How can I change and how can I be different? And I so love that comment, because I believe that therein lies all our solutions. They're all internal, and it's just about us taking another look at us, not trying to, you know, recreate something or go in a different direction or abandon something because we know these systems work. It's just us that aren't working the system right. So it's about persistence and continuously analyzing what can I be doing differently to allow this plan to be more effective. And you keep fine-tuning it and working that direction, you'll see incredible results. Okay, so that's kind of the goals of your marketing plan. Now let's look at marketing plans available, because that was one of the things people are interested in. What kind of marketing plans, what kind of marketing plans are out there available to use to help people get started on a track that's going to be effective for them? And these marketing plans take different looks, so you have to take a peek at them and see which one works for you, and maybe you add or subtract some things to them, because they're all different. So, and some of them use some of the same techniques, but yet they're a different marketing plan. So you just need to evaluate which ones are going to be most effective for you. And I didn't put them on the outline. They're not in order of how I use them by any means, because some of these I don't use at all. But I just, what I'm trying to do is give you some ideas of marketing plans that are currently available out there that you can latch on to or evaluate and see if it's something that can work for you. Something that's going to, you're going to be able to duplicate and, you know, work with other people using this kind of marketing system. Wellness 101 is a new group that the booklets came out at Manifest. Some of you are familiar with those. You can get them from Glyco Tools. And one of the booklets in how to share, the other one's in how to sign up and close and build your downline. So it's kind of like two different booklets on telling you first how to share, and the next one's a little more advanced on how you build your downline, how to close people, where to place them, the power bonus. It goes through the educational process. So that, as a marketing tool, as a marketing plan, will help support you in bringing along a brand new person to come to the conclusion, I can do this. So you can take a peek. If you're interested in those, you can get a hold of them, like I said, from Glyco Tools. Jeff, for those of you who went to Manifest, Jeff Allen did a training on that on Saturday afternoon, so that you might have had a chance to go in and get exposed to that. A second marketing plan is available. You can look at Don and Wendy Kramer, of course, very highly successful Manitech presidentials, platinum presidentials, and they've been using a basic nuts and bolts approach for years, because I was familiar. I went on their website over the weekend to prepare for this training, and the materials they have posted there are very similar to the ones that I saw that they put out 4 years ago. So they're still working at, and obviously look at what, talk about persistence and staying the course. These people aren't out there trying to change everything every other day. They found something that works. It catapulted them to top business builders of the year in Manitech, top 20 business builders for 5 years running, and platinum presidentials. So it must be working. They call it Manitech Basic Nuts and Bolts. It's like I can tell you there's about six or seven pages to their whole plan, and you can go take a peek at that. It just kind of goes through step one, step two, step three, step four on how to do this as a business. It's a marketing plan and how they do it, how to duplicate themselves. One of the things I liked about it is it also gave a little sheet on what we did to get to presidential, so people can see that, you know, what are some of the necessary things to get to presidential. And on that sheet, you're going to find out that one of the things that Don and Wendy always recommend, like many of us, that if you want to be, you know, effective and successful at this business, you go to every meeting and go to every training and take copious notes and look at those notes and apply them. You make your business a priority in your life. If you treat it like a hobby, what is it going to be? A hobby. So it's about, you know, being persistent and consistent and doing the same thing day in, day out, just consistency and persistency, and watch what happens. Watch your business grow and catapult to another level. So it just, you know, again, applies those principles. But that's Don and Wendy's marketing plan and how they propose people, you know, go out there and do this business. What is the track that they go on? Another one is Ian Harvey's Presidential Express Plan, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time on that. Hopefully we've got some time. Good, good. So Ian Harvey's Presidential Express Plan, it's a marketing plan. It's a marketing plan, and Ian is one of these guys that basically said that. When he was first approached with Manitech, he looked at the person who approached him and said, where's the marketing plan? And a deer in headlights came out. And so he spent some time analyzing Manitech and looking at what they had, and this plan is something that Ian came up with called Presidential Express. And it's a plan on how to get people involved and how to grow your business. He says 6 months to presidential, and that's approximately what time it took Ian to get there himself. And that's how he works with people in his organization. And the program is totally based on you getting 9 people involved. Now, some of you say 9 people, that's all. Well, some of you have signed up more than 9 people over the years, but you weren't working on a plan, a master plan or a marketing plan that allowed you to climb your way to presidential with those 9 people. And I'm going to suggest one of the main reasons that didn't happen for you is that what you were doing wasn't duplicatable, or it wasn't accessing and tapping into people's belief systems of, I can do it, I can get to presidential. And sometimes that happens with some of us, because if we don't believe in ourselves, how are we going to support somebody else believing in them? It has to start with you. It's kind of that law of attraction. As you believe, so that's what you're going to attract in your life. As a man thinketh, so is he. you're going to attract, like attracts like. So you've got to build your belief system in you and before you can transfer that into somebody else that comes aboard with you. So, but Ian's, let's review Ian's Presidential Express program, and I'll just go through kind of step by step with it because I think it's a fascinating program. And we have a group of us in our organization that are working on this right now. They're you know, this is their command. Step one is you register people with Manatech as all-stars. He brings people in as all-stars. But before you ever register somebody as an all-star, the first thing they've got to do is they've got to give you a list of six people. Because they say, give me six people you love or care about who you want to, you know, get on these products. And based on who those six people are, he builds a custom all-star pack around the needs of those six people. Because the plan is not for the brand-new person who just signed up as an all-star to consume all the products in their all-star pack. The plan is that you use the products in your all-star pack to sign up six consumers, to basically bring in six consumers along. So you're going to be selling out all the products from your all-star pack and, in effect, recouping 100% of your dollars. So step one is just come in as an all-star, as a business builder, a business partner with Ian. You need to have a list of six people, and almost anyone can think of six people off the top of their head. He typically has them have a fallback of an additional six people just in case one of those six may not come on board. He gets six other ones as a fallback list, so you really come up with 12 people. Then within 24 hours after he signs them up as an all-star, he gets them to send out a DVD to the people. Either do it by Glycosystems, that's his favorite way because it's so immediate. You can just do it by email, send a DVD or CD to the person so they can listen or hear something about Manatech right off the bat and get the basic understanding of what the glycobiology is. And then he demands that he does a three-way call with them within 24 hours. And he does six three-way calls. They all don't get on one three-way call. So he supports his brand-new business partner right off the bat with doing those calls to get his first six consumers up and running. And once he gets these six people up, he sets up three in each of two legs, and that immediately, number one, he sells the products in the pack, in the All-Star pack at retail to each of those six people, much like what we're doing with skincare today. So they acknowledge that the first purchase you make with these Manatech products, or the glyconutritionals, you're going to buy at retail. And then so everybody buys at retail. That's how he gets 100% of his money back out of the pack, in addition to giving the person who bought the pack enough product to take for a couple months themselves. And then he signs them up as an associate at $39, the same kind of sign-up we have here in the U.S., so the minimum sign-up thing. And what he ties the language he gets them to come in as an associate is that, going forward, they can now get the products at wholesale, a 18 to 20% discount on all of their future orders by coming in as an associate. So everybody gets excited about getting an 18 to 20% discount. In effect, if you look at it, same thing happens to us, because if they buy at retail, they're buying in excess of wholesale cost, and they can always get it at 10% off of wholesale once they set up their associate account. So that's what he's tying in. That's what makes it so attractive for everybody to sign up as an associate, so their next order comes in at an 18 to 20%. And he always makes sure that the order that comes in is identical to the order they just bought. So if they start off with Ambertose, Phytomatrix, Plus, and AO, their first auto order as a new associate is going to be exactly those four products, so they can compare the original invoice at retail to what they're getting from the company. I loved it because the psychology behind it is it makes everybody excited about automatic orders, one of the things that some of us out in the field are having a hard time doing. Well, if somebody can get an 18, 20% discount, they'll get excited about an auto order instead of discouraged by auto orders. And he makes sure that the order comes in within 21 days. He doesn't book 28 days on the next order. He books 21 days so that they make sure they never run out of products due to any backlog in shipping or anything that happens. I think the other aspect around that is he also generates, you know, more GPV for the person that's signing them up. So you are assured of that too. So now you have your six, your team. That's how he formed it. So in the first 48 to 72 hours, you're going to have a team of six people. It's not about doing this. He says, Mary Jo, if we can't do it in a week, I don't do it. I mean, you got to get it done right now. It's an immediate thing. That's why he doesn't even sign you up as an all-star unless you have a list of six people. And remember, the person that's signing up, they're signing up with the prospect that within 7 days they're going to have 100% of their money back and still be taking the products because they're selling the products out of their all-star pack, and they've developed their consumer team. Now he has a whole referral program that he grows with that group of six people, so he builds all their downlines based on referrals. He just keeps in contact with them, and then he says, you know, would you like to be part of a referral program? And they ask what it means, and you tell them that's their program to get their products for free. So you talk about a referral program. And then you talk about, hey, just give me some names. Would you have some people that you know? And you just start working with the names. And, of course, the same thing, getting them out DVDs and getting them, you know, on a three-way call or calling them direct. He doesn't even do three-way calls with these six people. He just basically says, do you mind making one call for me? Call them and tell them I'll be calling. So that Ian takes care of all the follow-up calls on those referrals and builds that further builds the consumer part of the downline. The next step is to find three people who will buy the All-Star Pack. All you're trying to do is duplicate this process. So the whole process is you first find your six, and then you find three. Sometimes the three might come out of the first six or 12 that you contact because they start asking questions about it, and they like it so much they go, hey, I might want to do this as a business. So you might generate some interest in getting your three by accident. Because that's not the approach. You're really trying into somebody who becomes a business builder. But you definitely want to find your three business builders, people who you're approaching with the concept of, you know, what a great opportunity to build residual income. Those three people, Ian spends a lot more time with. He gets a more sophisticated pack of information. The first consumers are just getting a DVD, basically a phone call, and they're either in or they're out. The next group is going to be somebody that gets more sophisticated information too, so they can show how they make money. They look at the marketing plan, as we're describing it here, so they see that all they do is in the first week they get their $1,000 back by selling six people out on a retail basis, the products they get in their All-Star Pack, and then they go after and find their three people and do the same thing over and over again, and he builds a structure for them showing how their downline works with three legs to get them to gold presidential. Presidential first, then gold presidential with three legs. So that's how he builds this. That is basically kind of in a nutshell. You can read through some more of the materials. I attached it, I believe, to the outline today, so you can read through the notes that I took. I also posted it on the website. But that's Ian's program, and I just love it because it's simple and duplicatable, and it's kind of exciting when people can see that, you know, you're making this investment, but all we need to do is find six, and surely we can find six to turn on to the glyconutrient technology. Who want to share and take, or not share, but want to take the products. We're just looking for consumers in that first group and then setting them up on getting their wholesale 18 to 20% discount on their future orders. So, and that's his whole approach. I like it. It overcomes a lot of the issues and rejection issues and some of the downsides of some of the problems that people are having out there in a very easy and formidable way. And it also shows the issue around how do I get my money back, you know, it's almost like it's a win-win. When people sign up, they have this immediate sense of, I'm not out of pocket $1,000 because I'm going to get it back immediate. Kind of gets into what we see in Marshall Howard's program, but Marshall bases his on, of course, the power bonus system and earning that money back over time by signing up other all-stars and getting, and his all-stars are all consuming the entire pack, unlike Ian Harvey's, who doesn't have that consumption going on whatsoever. And then he has people immediately, by doing that, he also overcomes the issue of the cost of the products going forward because no one goes without their team bonus. They earn their team bonus in their first week or 2 weeks. They're going to already be earning a team bonus because they're going to already have their six. And that's a beautiful part of the business, too, that he – why did he choose six? Because six is what it takes to get a team bonus. So he's you know, in building that plan, it makes a lot of sense. And then, of course, he continues with the referral business to allow all those consumers to get their products for free, too, on an ongoing basis. All right, so that's Ian Harvey's Presidential Express. You can see a marketing plan that works, something that he's been incredibly effective with in England. And that's a little tougher environment than many of us can imagine because the pricing over there is considerably higher, and they don't have quite the level of income that we have here in the United States either. So they have lower income, average income levels, and yet higher costs on the products. So you can see that, you know, they have more things to overcome than we would here in the United States. Cellular health plans, a lot of you are familiar with that. On the outline, I put the ManaResultSuccess.com website. You need to be familiar with those because it's a very workable system that came out of the Atlanta area a couple of years back. And, of course, ManaTech has developed cellular health plan packs that support that plan. So if that's a mechanism that you use to share with people, that works too. But it is a marketing plan. But incorporated in that plan, you also have to incorporate how you share. You know, it's not just how you sign people up and how you get them directed to take the right products and all those things. You need a sharing mechanism that goes along with it. In other words, how do I contact people? You know, what are my numbers around this? How am I making this business work? The cellular health plan mechanism is really leads a lot of just consumers to get actively involved in the business too. It's not really a business plan that would be something you would present to a business professional per se, because it isn't complete in terms of how to do the marketing. Like Ian Harvey's plan is more complete. But again, it is a plan, it is a marketing plan, and it tells you the how-tos, and their website is very effective in answering those questions, the purpose behind it and the direction of it to help support you in marketing. Marshall Howard's plan, of course, we talked about that in regard to Ian Harvey's too, Wellness for Life, and I attached on the outline today a form that we use in our organization, updated from one of the old forms that they used in the past, that just kind of highlights, you know, what the products are, how to build a business. It's kind of a one-page sheet that kind of supports the Marshall Howard program. And it's an effective one-page sheet. A lot of times when you're out working with people, you need to leave them with documents to understand things. If you want them to believe that your business is a simple business, you don't leave them 28 pages of different aspects of the business, because you've just told them how complicated it is. So when you try to develop some of these plans, you don't want to make the plan be 28 pages long. Keep it simple so they can see that it's simple. Not only is it going to be easy for them to understand it, but it becomes more duplicatable the simpler it is. The more complex it is, the less duplicatable it is. So that's why you want to keep it simple. Of course, Marshall Howard also has DVDs and those kind of tools that you can get from Glyco Tools to help support you in understanding it better, languaging around it. I actually did a training on his program a couple years back when it first came out. But I'm sure a lot of the things that I trained on are probably no longer what he's training today, because everybody tweaks and fine-tunes their systems as they go along. But it is the basis upon which Randy Nabors, who is like in the top 10 income, without being a platinum director, he was in the top 10 income earner in ManaTech in 2006, which is huge, because most of the top 10 people are all platinum presidentials. They're the ones participating in overall sales in terms of, you know, getting paid on a commission over out of all 100% of ManaTech's overall sales. Randy was up there at top 10 without being a platinum presidential. I believe he's a silver. So anyway, so he's used that plan very effectively, so you can get a hold of that information. I think Randy even has some material he's selling at Glyco Tools as well, if you wanted to get that. Mark Thiel is the backpack approach, and many of you are familiar with that. He has scripts that go along with that. Putting Others First is his, you know, set of materials that tell you how to market that. But again, that's a marketing plan having to do with backpacks, how to share with people, how to structure all of that. And you can get a hold of those materials from Glyco Tools as well. When you get into skincare, there are plenty of, you know, mechanisms around that. Home parties are huge. A lot of people are having home parties. Oliveto has a CD out there that would support you in doing home parties. She's been a home party queen for years. She's been teaching and training on home parties around glyconutritionals, and now she just converted it over to skincare, how to host a home party. So if you feel like you're a duck out of water, like I am around home parties, I never did any other network marketing, wasn't a pampered chef or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I had no familiarity with it, so it's important that you get some familiarity and don't do it on your own. You know, go out there and get trained by the people that are doing this. You know, learn as much as you can. I have people going to different people's, you know, skincare parties around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area just to learn how to do it, and that's fine. They're not going to kick you out of their party. They'll open it, because the more people that are present, the better, and you just bring more enthusiasm to the meeting. So home parties, salon, spas, special events. The Mother's Day thing that we did, that's not really a marketing plan, but it's a tweaking. It's concept of, remember we talked about marketing is a marketing mix. What is your goal of your marketing plan and marketing mix? So when new ideas crop up, like Mother's Day and skincare, why are we not implementing something to take advantage of that combination. And so we put together a Mother's Day program that we made over, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 trifolds that we're distributing throughout neighborhoods, churches, all sorts of places. We've already been on the distribution realm over the last 3-4 days, and we're doing more of that this week to sell the skincare products as a great Mother's Day gift. So you can pick up on different events that are coming up. Another one that's coming up is Father's Day, and why not, you know, kick off and do skincare around Father's Day? You could be promoting the aftershave, or what we call the soothing lotion, as a package. And I would probably tie it as a double package, either just buy the soothing lotion or do a combination of soothing lotion and the optimal support packs, because those are so critical around health. So you can do all sorts of things around different events. That's not in and of itself a marketing plan, but it's tweaking or adding to a marketing plan you already have in place that you're using. Skincare backpacks, all that is a takeoff on Mark Thiel's Glyco backpacks, but you have skincare backpacks, so you can go out there and market skincare in the same effective way. Another marketing tool or marketing technique in skincare is the trial packs, the Japanese or the Australian trial packs. We don't have them here in the U.S., and they're not projected to be available until July. So what we're using is the products from overseas, and I can personally tell you that that's been phenomenally successful in our organization, that people try it. And I've had we just had another woman on Friday call up. She used the Japanese trial pack, and already I've had two people call in and sign up because their rosacea dissipated. And one of the gals I saw last week in McAllen, and her rosacea is totally gone. Another woman called up on Friday, and her eczema on her face that she had had on for years totally cleared up in using the Japanese trial skincare pack. I couldn't hardly believe it. I mean, it was incredible. And this woman was so on fire, she bought all the glyconutrient products too. So fun, fun, fun. So you can see what a lead-in that is. So that's using those trial sample packs is great. And for some of you, you can sell them. I sell mine. I don't give them away. It would really be a unique situation where I'd gift it. I tend to sell it for $20 because everybody's got a $20 bill in their purse and they don't mind spending $20 for a 1 to 2 week supply on skincare products that they're trying out. So, the reason I sell them too is because I realize one thing for sure: people don't put value on something unless they have put some money behind it. Same thing when you give away your Manatech products, you find that happening. Other marketing plans, how to approach chiropractors. Some of you have jumped on that bandwagon, and you know those are materials I put together. I spent a whole year on that marketing plan, signed up over 75 chiropractors in 1 year period of time and doing a lot of work with them. We built that leg to almost 20,000 in volume just on chiropractic customer basis, and that was a lot of fun to do that. So it's another technique that you can use in growing your business. It's a marketing plan that you're going to approach chiropractors. And how are you going to do it? Well, you get your materials that are at Glyco Tools, read the booklets, and then get out and jump in and approach chiropractors, because they're very open and willing with nutritional products. I think chiropractors are also a good group to go to with the skincare products, because they're all into natural. On the outline, I put lifestyle marketing, and that's something all of us do. Whether you choose any other marketing plan, lifestyle marketing is just the fact that you're out there sharing with people, whoever you come across, on your day-in and day-out lifestyle. You go to a post office, you go to the grocery store, or whatever. I call that lifestyle marketing because it just fits in with what you're going to do anyway. It's just a matter of sharing and having information along with you, backpacks or whatever that might look like, so that you can share with people no matter where you are, lifestyle marketing. There are many other, I listed a couple other ones that weren't on the outline. One is business shares. A lot of you are now using Paul Zane Pilzer's materials, his new 16-page booklet with the dual DVD. That's a great piece of material to use to get people business partners because you're letting somebody else convince. You're not the one sharing. You're not telling what the breakthrough trends are in society. You're not telling what's going to happen next 10 years. You're letting a world-renowned economist tell them that. And that's what I like about it. They don't have to listen to me. So it's a great piece of material. So you can do a business marketing plan just purely around business marketing and going after business partners through using those materials. Another marketing plan out there is the one that was developed by Altbader, his Golden Key system, buying leads. Some people just consistently buy leads. They buy leads and they make 100 phone calls a day or 200 phone calls a day. And that's a marketing plan. And you can get information on that from Tim Altbader. I'm not sure if he has materials at Glyco Tools or not, but Golden Keys is the website that he uses. You can register for that and do that buying lead program. Many, many others. I could go probably endless, but I just gave you a whole flurry of a number of marketing plans. You just have to find ones that work for you and which you feel confident, in which you can lead, guide, and direct other people, because that's the important thing. How can I bring other people along? And then with each and every marketing plan, no matter which plan you adopt and which plan you go in a direction on, I always tell people, make sure you have a business plan that goes along with it. I put a one-page business plan attached to the outline today. Many of you have seen it before. It's part of my pathway class. But just a format of what are you committed to creating? In other words, how many new prospects per week are you going to contact? You want to put accountability behind any marketing plan you put in place so that people know what it's going to take to get there. They need to understand, they need to be accountable, and they need to make so many contacts, and that's what needs to happen, how many signups per week, all that information that comes off a business plan. So make sure you always have a business plan that corresponds with your marketing plan. Marketing plan says, you know, step one, step two, step three, step four, how do I do this, who do I approach, what material should I use, all those kind of things. What am I going after with goals behind it? But the plan, the business plan is, what results am I going to create? Am I committed to creating? So that people aren't sitting around with a wonderful marketing plan but not sharing with anyone. Okay, I'm done. Let me take everybody off mute, and we'll answer any questions in our last few minutes.
Mary Jo.
Okay, go ahead, Roz. I can hear.
Hi. Yeah. Morning.
Morning.
Would you be willing to do a training on the chiropractic approach?
Yeah, I can do that.
That'd
sure,
be
sure.
Awesome.
I do that. We can do that coming up. I haven't done that in ages, so that's a good one to do maybe on our next Monday call. Great, great, great.
Great. Thank you.
Mary Jo, at Manifest, I bought your greatest business opportunity of the decade, which was in a VHS format.
Uh huh.
You have that in CD also.
In a CD format, the business,
the business opportunity. That was
absolutely
really good.
Contact Glyco Tools. They should carry that in a DVD format as well.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mary Jo,
if you don't get it, if they don't have it, send me an email back, and I'll get. I have them in my cabinet. They what?
No, they're very disruptive.
You bought it in a VHS. So it's DVD format. No, oh, Lydia said no CDs, if that was the question, but it is DVD format.
But you do have the DVD. That's
absolutely.
What I
mean. Glyco Tools has the DVD format. Absolutely.
Right, great.
Yeah. And the purpose of that, the best business opportunity of the century, was twofold. Number one, a great way to share people the business opportunity, but also a great way for you to educate yourself on how do I talk about the business opportunity. Because
right.
So many people don't know how to talk about it. You need to be able to talk about it in order to be effective at bringing somebody along in it. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
So use that as a training tool for yourself as well, equally as well. Yep, you bet. Okay,
now,
well,
Jo, how do we get a newsletter going since we're not in your line?
You mean like a manna mail? Like I talk about my monthly manna mail? How to get that going? I'm going to tell you to do one of two things. You either work with people in your organization, find 12 people who wouldn't mind once a year drafting a couple articles. They're very short because you only want a front and back of 8.5 by 11. That's all our newsletter is one page. And get 12 people in your organization to be committed, upline, downline, whatever, to be committed to doing that. If you don't have 12 people in your own organization who will do that, then reach out to crossline people. It doesn't matter. You can do it crossline to your... The idea is to get a group of 12 so that each month only one person, you know, you only have to commit to doing it once a year. And then you have somebody who is going to be this cornerstone person that makes sure that work gets in. They send out the email, you know, 5 to 10 days before the month starts saying, where are your articles? So that you can make sure that it gets done by the first.
I don't have
okay? Does that help you?
Do you send those letters out by mail, Mary Jo?
I send my manna mails out by letter because I think people tend to throw away the delete button so easy today on our internet. But a lot of my people in my organization send it by email. It's your choice how you choose to do it. But I send mine by letter. We actually use a system where you do a mail merge so that when we take the little card thing or whatever Lydia's got, whatever, what's it called, Lydia?
Yeah.
A flash drive.
Well,
she takes a flash drive over to Office Depot, and they run these manna mails for us, and all the addresses are pre-printed on each one of the individual sheets. So all we do is staple them and put a stamp on them and drop them in the mail.
Oh, wow.
It's that easy.
Can you run
Mary
through
Jo?
Some time on how we can get our addresses to all our downline? Is that possible from Success Tracker?
Aren't they all available off Success Tracker? All your addresses.
Well, I meant more or less in a mail form, you know.
Oh, you mean how do I transport from Success Tracker into, like, a Excel spreadsheet so you can have a mail merge type thing? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Maybe
I would have to ask.
That out in an email.
Let me do this. I will talk to Lydia about that because she's my technical person, and I'll get back on that issue, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe a good thing is to talk about some of those technical things on a Monday call. Yeah, who's next?
Would you be willing to share the Mother's Day flyer that you put together?
Yeah, I thought it was posted. I believe my Mother's Day flyer is posted on the manatrain.net website, my training website. Look under other documents, and it's posted there.
Thank you.
And
hey,
make sure you bring some Kleenex when you read.
You tell somebody to turn off Pat Metheny in the background?
I know. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah.
Please turn off the music in the background. Thank you. Anyway, make sure when you go and read the poem on that Mother's Day trifold I made, I just want to warn you to bring Kleenex.
It's
a beautiful poem. You may want to use that on sending a card to your mom. Okay, people, it's five after. Yeah, one more, and then we got to go.
Mary Jo,
I have
Paul Zane Pilzer
16-page booklet available on your website.
No, Paul Zane Pilzer booklet, if you want to buy that, we blew out of everything that we had. If you want to buy those, you have to go to Video Plus, I believe. Oh,
Video
sorry.
Plus.
Miracle Sugars, with an S at the end, tools.com. Miracle Sugars, with an S at the end. Tools.com. And you can order them there.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
This is Joan. I think when you say Star 6, people don't know what you're talking about. I think if you tell everybody, okay, everybody press the Star key, now press the 6 key, and that will mute it. Maybe if you just explain it.
Okay.
Because I don't think the rookies get it.
I know. And we have so many, really. And the more you have on the call, we're having over 200, between 200 and 300 on the call. You know you're getting rookies. It's most of the new people. But why don't we, next Monday what I'll do is do a training right up front. I'll just review that. How's that? Maybe once a month I'll have Lydia make sure it gets on our outline that I just review that process, spend a minute to do that. Won't take much time. Thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate it.
Mary Jo.
Everybody, love you all. Have a great week. Go out there and just share. Touch the world. Impact lives. That's what we're here for. All right, thanks.
The moderator has disconnected.